Our epistle reading today is the Apostle Paul encourages us to realize progress and joy in the faith. Philippians, from which our second reading is from, is a short book in the New Testament. It's written by the Apostle Paul. It's written by Paul to Christians in the ancient city of Philippi, and that's a city of the Roman Empire. And Paul tells us in his letter, in our second reading today, that he is imprisoned and under arrest. Paul writes Philippians in the context of imprisonment. And although Paul is in jail, his faith and joy, his spirit is free, and he's joyful. Jeez.
I want to come to the man. 相信你，知道保罗鼓励我哋喺信仰、喺信仰里面要实现去进步同埋喜乐。腓立比书系使徒保罗所写嘅一封短信，或者一封嘅书信。呢封信咧系保罗写俾用眼睛光腓立比嘅基督徒嘅。保罗喺佢嘅信仰同埋嘅结论里面，我哋知道佢系被逮捕，而且系困在监狱里面。 保罗系以监禁嘅背景嚟写腓立比书，虽然保罗系监禁里面，但佢亦都系人哋用信心同埋喜乐，以及喺灵性上面同埋精神上面，都系亦都系佢都系自由同埋喜乐嘅。Paul
tells us in our second reading today from Philippians that this imprisonment is really to advance the gospel. And really serve to advance the gospel of Christ. Gospel means good news, and Paul tells us that even the bad news of his jail time or imprisonment is good news for Jesus Christ. He writes that the message of Christ has become known throughout the whole imperial guard, those who are guarding Paul, all the Roman soldiers who are looking after Paul. Paul even says that all the rest, everyone now knows that his imprisonment is for
Christ. 福音意味住系好消息，保罗俾我哋知道，即使我哋监禁系坏消息，对基督徒嚟讲，对基督嚟讲，呢个系个福音，系个好嘅消息。对基督徒嚟话，基督嘅信息已经系成为呢个福音喺罗马帝国里面传开，俾好多人知道，甚至上帝翻就俾佢翻手，佢嘅牧师兵咧系讲为言之嘅。保罗甚至对其他嘅话。
Paul then encourages his hearers to progress in faith and in joy or happiness. The word joy is related in the Bible to the word grace, and the word rejoice and joy are themes in the whole book of Philippians. Philippians is a short book in the Bible, but it's big on joy and happiness and rejoicing. In a famous passage from Philippians, Paul inspires us to rejoice. Always, again I say, rejoice. And that original Bible word for rejoice is related to the Bible word for grace. We rejoice because we are in God's grace. We're literally to experience God's grace and favor, to be conscious of God's grace and favor. To rejoice is to experience all of God's grace.
然后保罗鼓励所听到呢信息嘅人嘅听众，喺信心同埋喜乐上面都有长进、有进步。喜乐呢个字同埋喜乐相关嘅呢个字咧。 系腓立比书嘅主题。腓立比书一卷里面系本好大量嘅书，但系佢系充满咗好大量嘅喜乐。喺腓立比书里面嘅地方，著名嘅经文咧系保罗系激励我哋要常常喜乐。再次讲系要常常喜乐。 圣经里面记载一个词，同埋恩典恩赐咧相关嘅。我哋恩典因为神嘅恩典而来，喺字面嚟睇就系经历神嘅恩典同埋恩惠，意识到神嘅恩典会恩惠我哋嘅喜乐，成为经过佢嘅恩典而恩惠得嚟。
Philippians is a little book in the Bible, but it's got an upbeat, it's got a big message of God's grace in Jesus. You know, Philippians is a brief book that explores what it means to rejoice, to experience God's grace again and again, even when things are bad, even when circumstances seem against us. Remember, Paul's writing Philippians from jail. He's in prison. And while this is bad and a real struggle for Paul, it also shows how the gospel, the good news, the grace of Christ moves forward and advances. In our second reading today, Paul tells his hearers to let their lives be worthy of the good news or gospel of Jesus Christ, standing firm in one spirit, with one mind, striving to move forward in the gospel. Paul encourages his hearers not to be frightened in anything, to see challenges and sufferings as being in Christ and for Christ, to advance the gospel and the good news of Christ. In other words, Paul encourages us not to be frightened or afraid, to see challenges and sufferings as for and as in Christ.
等我哋今日读到嘅经文里面，保罗或者佢哋知道佢嘅心咧，佢要俾自己嘅生活配得上基督嘅福音同埋消息，喺一个喺灵性上面同埋精神上面咧，都要暂时不动，一心一意为福音嘅信同埋向继续嘅向前去努力。保罗鼓励佢听众听到呢个信嘅人。唔好对任何事情系感到惧怕或者害怕，并且将所有嘅挑战或者苦难视为系喺基督里面系通经过嘅，并且咧与基督同在，传播基督嘅福音同埋好消息。换句话讲，保罗鼓励我哋千祈唔惧怕或者害怕，系要将所有挑战或者苦难认为系基督里面俾到我哋机会去进步同埋有喜乐。
As Christians, we know that God has bestowed on us His favor. God, our Father, has sent His Son, Jesus Christ, full of grace, to save us from sin and death. We now receive, we experience the presence, the grace, the favor of God in Jesus Christ. And we know that because God, our Father, gives us His Son, Jesus, God's favor now rests on us. God's favor, God's grace is ours in Christ Jesus. That no matter what we do, we would rejoice. We would be happy. And we would progress in faith and in joy.
上帝赐给咗我哋佢嘅恩典，佢嘅恩惠，我哋嘅天父上帝差遣咗佢嘅儿子耶稣基督，满有恩典嚟到呢个世上去拯救我哋，带领脱离罪恶同埋死亡。我哋喺接受并且经历耶稣基督嘅临在恩典，我哋知道，因为我哋嘅天父上帝将佢儿子耶稣赐俾咗我哋，所以上帝恩典就落咗喺我哋嘅身上边。 神嘅恩典同埋恩惠喺耶稣基督里面系属于我哋嘅。无论我哋经历啲乜嘢，我哋都会感到喜乐，我哋都会用信心同埋喜乐嘅面去掌握去进步。
Paul encourages us not to be frightened or afraid. You know, in Paul's day, the spirit was more acute. His first hearers were threatened with imprisonment for being Christian. But for us, it's more perhaps appearing in many forms. Fears, worries, uncertainty. It seems we're surrounded by uncertainty about the future, about hell, about money, about work. The list of unknowns can go on and on.
鼓励我们要有恐惧或者恐惧。在保罗的时代呢，这种恐惧呢，应该更加严重的。因为他们第一批的门徒，或者成为基督徒的人呢，很多时候被捉住了地步的监禁的威胁。对我们来说，恐惧、担忧和不肯定性、不确定性是有很多种的形式。看来我们有很多不肯定啦，的事包围，譬如我们的健康、金钱、家庭、工作、未知的未来，很多很多不同的清单是数都数不尽的。
We live in a country, after all, that is founded on something called the pursuit of happiness.And happiness often just appears that pursuit, but happiness, trying to find it, but never making it a reality. And the word happiness is often associated with luck or chance to be lucky or to have good chance in a world that often seems unlucky and against us. And when we work hard and we manage as best we can, happiness like this is often fleeting.
不仅我们生活是一个说追求幸福、追求快乐为基础的国家，幸福和快乐呢往往看来是一种不停的去追求，但是从我们的生活上认识幸福、快乐这个词呢，成日都跟运气或者机会被人连在一起，在这一个似乎是很难对我们不是很理想的世界里面，要幸运呢或者好运就好幸运，如果有幸福呢，你是不是好彩或者你是好运，但是无论我们改造的影响到你的工作或者尽我们的所能，幸福呢似乎往很多时都是转瞬即逝，就算要追到似乎都是很难的中文低。
Paul tells us, though, in our reading from Philippians, to rejoice and progress in faith and in joy. The word rejoice in the Bible, right, is related to the word grace. In the heart of our faith, to rejoice is to experience God's grace and favor. And our faith in Jesus Christ is what gives God's grace and favor to us, advance in faith and joy. The faith makes us joyful, full of grace for all the circumstances of life, to progress or to advance in faith and in joy is to progress or advance in the grace and the gifts of God given in Jesus Christ. And when you look at the Bible, the biblical word for grace and the related word for joy have nothing to do with luck or chance. God chose us in Jesus Christ. God chooses us and shows us His grace, His favor. He showers it upon us in Jesus, our Savior. There are no accidents or chances in God saving the world from sin and death in and through Jesus Christ, God's own Son. Our faith, our relationship with God in Jesus is not based on luck or chance or even anything that we do. It's all based on God in Jesus, who chooses us, who loves us, who gives his grace and favor to us. I think our reading today wants us to think about how do we see the struggles and the uncertainties of life. Remember, Paul is writing Philippians from jail. Paul tells us from jail to progress in joy because of God's grace in Jesus Christ.
今天我们的经文相信是将提醒我们，我们要在生活里面的挣扎和困惑的里面都继续记录。但他要记住，保罗在监狱里面写的文书，保罗给我们听，就算他的死监里面，他都提醒我们要在保罗里面要进步，要有进步，完全是因为神在耶稣基督的恩典。
Paul's little letter to the Philippians is big on the message of joy and grace. Paul encourages us to see even the uncertainties and the struggles and the sufferings of life, opportunities to advance and progress the good news, the gospel of Jesus. You know, over the many years I've been a pastor, I've been struck with how many times fellow Christians will come to me and they'll share how a suffering or an illness or a pain or a grief brought them closer to God and closer to others. How suffering has advanced and progressed the good news of God's grace in Jesus.
保罗在这个好细的地方，你输一本好短的地方，你输一本，系充满咗好多嘅呢个文章片嘅信息。佢啊，俾全鼓励我哋喺生活中不断嘅唔肯定、挣扎同埋苦难，思维全耶稣基督嘅好消息呢个福音嘅经文。牧师话佢嘅担任诗咁多年里边，你去最感动、震惊同埋感动嘅。 系有好多次有唔同嘅基督徒同工嚟做牧师讲，佢哋分享佢哋喺神病或者重点嘅时候，点样嚟用佢哋同神或者其他人系更加嘅亲近，系苦难或者呢啲挣扎，点样能够帮助佢哋去更加嘅宣扬耶稣基督嘅福音，同埋佢哋恩典嘅一个信息。
Over the years as a pastor, too, I've been struck with how many times simple acts of being honest or truthful, or Paul says standing firm for what is right, has transformed Christians to be witnesses to others. How doing the right thing in simple ways advances and progresses the gospel of good news of Jesus Christ.
佢亦都感到好感动嘅系，有好多次因为简单嘅诚实同埋真实，坚持正义嘅简单嘅功夫，令到基督徒成为其他人嘅见证，点样以简单嘅方式做正确嘅事，嚟推进神喺耶稣基督里边嘅恩典嘅福音嘅好消息俾其他人。
Paul knew firsthand about uncertainties and struggles and injustice and pain. Paul also knew that love or chance had nothing to do with his relationship with God. God chose Paul in Jesus Christ. God chooses us in Jesus to experience and live in and for God's grace, to be good news followers of Jesus.
亲身经历了经历了这些不确定挣扎不公义的痛苦，保罗已经知道这些运气或者运气或者运气和和他与神的关系是完全无关系的。神在耶稣基督里面拣选了保罗，神在耶稣基督里面拣选了我们，等我们在神的恩典里面经历并且生活
If our faith really is good news, right? We live in the good news of Jesus. Others will see this good news in us and through us. They'll see good news, they will hear good news. You know, I find it unfortunate that for many in our society, the Christian faith is often categorized or seen as moralistic, or even sometimes mean-spirited. As Christians, we know better. Like Paul, we experience God's grace and favor in Jesus Christ. We're encouraged to progress in faith and joy in happiness for all the good news of Jesus.
他们都会听到我们的消息，但是我发现呢，有在我们社会里面，很多人以为基督教的信仰呢，是归念于这种得传言，或者是我们的其他呢，有很多有求啊，或者是不公平的审判嘅。但作为基督徒，我们更加清楚，就好似保罗一样，我哋喺耶稣基督里面经历咗上帝嘅恩典同埋恩惠。
Our reading today wants us to identify this week, think about it. When and where we can bring the good news of God's grace to someone who needs it the most. Thinking about it and apply it. Where can we go and be good news people instead of bad news critics? Paul encourages us to progress in faith and in joy for the sake of Jesus, his grace, our good news to live.
今天我们读到的经文是确定提醒了我们，在想想这个星期，我们在何时我们可以将上帝的恩典这些好消息带给其他需要的人呢？并且要思考一下， 并且要利用在我们可以成为消息的人，而不是呢话传讲坏消息或者是批评人其他远离地方的信念。保罗鼓励信心和喜乐需要进步，呢一切都是为了耶稣，为了佢嘅恩典，系我哋生活嘅福音好消息。